This is Fresh Air. Artificial intelligence is everywhere these days, and it's at the center of a new futuristic action thriller, The Creator, which opens in theaters this week. Set during an epic war between humans and robots, the movie stars John David Washington as a former Special Forces agent enlisted to help destroy an AI superweapon. The cast includes Allison Janney, Gemma Chan, and Ken Watanabe. Our film critic Justin Chang has this review.
The use of AI in Hollywood has been one of the most contentious issues in the writers' and actors' strikes. And the industry's anxiety about the subject isn't going away anytime soon. Some of that anxiety has already started to register on screen. A mysterious robotic entity was the big villain in the most recent Mission Impossible film. And AI is also central to the ambitious but muddled new science fiction drama, The Creator. Set decades into the future, the movie begins with a prologue charting the rise of artificial intelligence. Here, it's represented as a race of humanoid robots that in time become powerful enough to detonate a nuclear weapon and wipe out the entire city of Los Angeles. As a longtime LA resident, who's seen his city destroyed in countless films before this one, I couldn't help but watch this latest cataclysm with a chuckle and a shrug. It's just part of the setup, in a story that patches together numerous ideas from earlier, better movies. After the destruction of LA, we learn, the US declared war on AI and hunted the robots to near extinction. The few that still remain are hiding out in what is now known as New Asia. The director Gareth Edwards, who wrote the script with Chris Weitz, has cited Blade Runner and Apocalypse Now as major influences. And indeed, there's something queasy and heavy-handed about the way Edwards evokes the Vietnam War, with images of American soldiers terrorizing the poor Asian villagers whom they suspect of sheltering robots. The protagonist is a world-weary ex-Special Forces operative named Joshua Taylor, played by John David Washington. He's reluctantly joined the mission to help destroy an AI superweapon, said to be capable of wiping out humanity for good. Amid the battle that ensues, Joshua manages to track down the weapon, which, in a twist that echoes earlier sci-fi classics like Akira and AI, turns out to be a pensive young robot child, played by the excellent newcomer Madeline Una Voiles. In this scene, Joshua relays his discovery to his superior, played by Allison Janney, and tells her that another member of their team has been badly wounded.
Shipley, it's Howell. Answer the phone. Shipley, I know you're there.
Colonel!
Taylor, where's Shipley?
I'm with him right now. He's in pretty bad shape.
All right, listen to me. Did you locate the weapon?
Yeah, it's here. I'm with it.
Describe it.
It's a kid. It's a kid. They make it into some kind of kid. That's
the weapon.
What?
Colonel,
I can't reach you. You have to bring it to me. Do you understand?
No, Shipley can't move. I mean, he's not looking good at all.
Police are everywhere. I don't know how I'm getting out right now. I don't even have an exercise right now.
Then you know what you have to do.
Kill it.
Joshua doesn't kill it. Instead, he goes rogue and on the run with the child, whom he calls Alpha or Alfie. Washington doesn't have much range or screen presence, but he and Voiles do generate enough chemistry to make you forget you're watching yet another man tag-teaming with a young girl, a trope familiar from movies as different as Paper Moon and Leon the Professional. Joshua's betrayal is partly motivated by his grief over his long-lost love, a human woman named Maya, who allied herself with the robots. She's played by an underused Gemma Chan. One of the more bothersome aspects of The Creator is the way it reflexively equates Asians with advanced technology. It's the latest troubling example of techno-orientalism, a cultural concept that has spurred a million Blade Runner term papers. In recycling so many spare parts, Edwards, best known for directing the Star Wars prequel Rogue One, is clearly trying to tap into our memories of great Hollywood spectacles past. To his credit, he wants to give us the kind of philosophically weighty, visually immersive science fiction blockbuster that the studios rarely attempt anymore. The most impressive aspect of The Creator is its world building. Much of the movie was shot on location in different Asian countries, and its mix of real places and futuristic design elements feels more plausible and grounded than it would have if it had been rendered exclusively in CGI. But even the most strikingly beautiful images, like the one of high-tech laser beams shimmering over a beach at sunset, are tethered to a story and characters that never take on a life of their own. Not even the great Ken Watanabe can breathe much life into his role as a stern robo-warrior who does his part to help Joshua and Alfie on their journey. In the end, Edwards mounts a sincere but soggy plea for human-robot harmony, arguing that AI isn't quite the malicious threat it might seem. That's a sweet enough sentiment, though it's also one of many reasons I left the creator asking myself, did an AI write this?
Justin Chang is film critic for the LA Times. He reviewed the new film, The Creator, now in theaters. On Monday's show, electronic music producer and DJ Jennifer Lee, better known as Toki Monsta. She's considered a pioneer in electronic music as the first female Asian American producer to garner a Grammy nomination for Best Dance Electronic Album. She talks with us about her musical path and the near-death experience that changed the course of her life. I hope you can join us. To keep up with what's on the show and get highlights of our interviews, follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support from Joyce Lieberman, Julian Hirschfeld, and Al Banks. I'm Tanya Mosley.